SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Zachariah Fielding, one half of the duo Electric Fields, who represented Australia in Eurovision, is already practicing their next song. The vocalist and his collaborator, producer and keyboard player Michael Ross, joked it's called You Got It Wrong and is aimed at the voters who knocked them out in the song contest semi-finals. In a press conference after the event, the pair said they were still buzzing.
We did a killer performance and we felt like rock stars. And it was not that audience, I tell you, it was just absolutely giving. They were just giving and you could take from that. And it's going to be a memory that will be embedded with us for the rest of our lives. And in our, we can write about these things. We're creative people.
Australia was knocked out alongside Iceland, Moldova, Poland and Azerbaijan. Host country Sweden has automatic entry to the grand final, as do the countries known as the Big Five. That's France, Germany, Italy, Spain and the United Kingdom. 10 other countries have made it through to compete in Malmo Arena on Saturday. But while Electric Fields missed out on a grand final spot, their song, One Mil Kali, marked a historic moment for Eurovision and for Australia. One Mil Kali means one blood. The song incorporated lyrics from the Yunkanjara language from the Ananu people in South Australia's APY lands, where Zachariah Fielding grew up. The language is listed as endangered, with only a few hundred speakers remaining today. It's the first time an Australian Aboriginal language has appeared on the Eurovision stage since its inception in 1956. Within the official three-minute time limit, the spectacular performance also featured Gawa and Butchala musician Fred Leone on the Yidiki, another Eurovision first. They are landmarks that Fielding has not missed.
I think for Anangu and Blackfellas back home, we made history at the same time as being rock stars, and just for Australia and Blackfellas back home to just see that, I want them all to experience it. So, like, just hopefully next year and the next 20 years for Australia that represents, you floodgate it with the non-Indigenous culture and the Indigenous culture and embrace that Australia is very multicultural.
These two Australian women travelled to Malmo and told SBS News they saw Electric Fields' preview show.
It was fabulous. The crowd went off last night. So I think Zachariah is so engaging on stage. And the ending of it, oh, fabulous. Yeah, it's great.
Also in the street today, we were walking down the street and we heard people talking about Milikali Love.
Yes.
And they turned around and said, you know what it means?
Yeah.
One blood. So it's really nice that the message is going out there.
Eurovision organisers are desperate to keep the focus on messages of unity. The theme of this year's competition is United by Music, which last year was announced as the permanent slogan going forward. It's a message that feels aspirational in a competition plagued by political divisions and heightened security fears, as Israel, one of this year's most controversial contestants, ramps up its assault on southern Gaza. After Tuesday's semi-finals, organisers rebuked Swedish singer Erik Saad for wearing a keffiyeh on his wrist while performing. The Palestinian-born singer was not competing, but wore the scarf, which is a symbol of solidarity with Palestinians, during the opening act. The European Broadcasting Union has said it regrets Erik Saad chose to compromise the non-political nature of the event. The contest has strict rules banning political content or propaganda. But when it comes to another war, raging in Europe, this fan, Victoria, says Eurovision is the perfect place to draw attention to the cause.
For Ukraine, this is a big platform. I'm very into cultural diplomacy, and I think this is the place where you can state your mind freely, openly, and for the world to listen.
Russia was banned from the competition in 2022 over its invasion of Ukraine. This year, calls for a similar ban of Israel over its invasion of Gaza were unsuccessful. Instead, security has tightened around the event in preparation for pro-Palestinian protests, with particular focus on Israeli contestant Eden Golan. A member of Norway's competing act, Gote, which made it through to the finals, acknowledged there's a place for protest. Magnus Bormark.
There should be demonstrations, people should voice their opinions, people should boycott. But for ours, in our sense, it boils down to those 3 minutes of music. Really, that's a completely non-intellectual experience. And when you don't think anymore, you just experience, you don't judge, you don't divide. That stuff goes away, and we need to foster those moments where we experience that together.
As Australian duo Electric Fields head home, Zachariah Fielding has a message for countries, including Australia, who want to compete in future events. The singer says it's been a chance for him to see what Australia looks like on the world stage.
We don't believe in states, but whoever's state that is, incorporate the blackness, because Australia has black history, so do the fundamental thing right and do just stick to your truth and your honesty, and I feel like one day you may win Eurovision.
Electric Fields is not the first Indigenous act to represent Australia. Yorta Yorta and Gunditj Mara star Isaiah Firebrace represented Australia in 2016, while Kukuyalanji singer Jessica Mowboy took the stage in 2018. But Zachariah Fielding wants Australia to do more than congratulate itself for the success of Indigenous acts at Eurovision.
And Australia at the same time needs to check its psyche and at the same time look at how flavorish we are and how clever we are and have a moment. Because I'm glad that we're here in Europe, but I also know that we have, in our country, work to do.
While Electric Fields may not have made it through to the finals this time, another creative contest awaits one of its members back home, this time in visual art. Zachariah Fielding has been nominated with his father, Robert Fielding, for the prestigious Hadley's Art Prize, worth $100,000 for the best portrayal of the Australian landscape. Meanwhile, for the 16 countries remaining in Eurovision, the show in Malmo must go on. Eurovision's grand final extravaganza will be held this Saturday. In Australia, you can watch it live on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on SBS or SBS On Demand, and then at 7:30 p.m. during prime time on SBS. Ruth McHugh-Dillon, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.